Chapter 9 A Day to Remember. When Titus had gone, Marcus pulled out the bronze bust from his cloak pocket.
"Here you are, Dad," he said. "Here's the bronze bust. It's back safe and sound. Now Senator Julius will not punish you."
Marcus's father took the bronze bust. He turned it over and over in his hands and smiled. "It's wonderful to have it back," he said. "And it's not broken at all. Thank you all very much." Marcus's father turned to Salvius. "Salvius, you have been a loyal and faithful slave. You have guarded the children and you have helped to get the bust back. I am very grateful to you. As a reward for your loyalty, I am giving you your freedom." The children clapped their hands and cheered.
"Well done, Salvius," they said. "You're a free man. You're a free man at last. You must be so pleased."
But Salvius did not look pleased. He looked sad. He looked at the floor. Marcus's father noticed. "But what's the matter, Salvius? Don't you want to be a free man?" Salvius shook his head. "I thought I wanted to be free," he said. "I saved up for years to buy my freedom. It was all I ever dreamed of. But now I realize I like being part of your family. I don't want to live somewhere else. I don't want to be free if it means that I can no longer be part of your family." Marcus's father smiled. "Salvius," he said, "we want you to be part of our family too. We don't want you to live somewhere else. You will be a free man, but you can still live with us for as long as you like." Salvius looked up. He smiled a big, big smile. "Thank you, Master," he said. Marcus's father laughed. "You'll have to stop calling me Master," he said. "Now you are free. You will have to call me Magnus Andronicus." Marcus's father looked at the children. "And I have a reward for you as well," he said. "I'm going to take you all to the Circus Maximus for the day to watch the chariot races."
"Wow," said Robert and Lucy.
"Hooray," said Camilla. "What a wonderful treat." "Can Salvius come too?" asked Marcus.
"Of course he can," said Marcus's father, and he laughed happily. The next day was bright and sunny. Everyone got up early. The Circus Maximus was huge. It was like a big sports stadium, only bigger. It was crowded with people. Marcus's father found the children and Salvius some good seats near the edge of the track.
"You'll be able to see the racing very well from here," he said.
Soon, the trumpet sounded to start the first race. It was exciting. The chariots raced very fast. 4 teams raced all together. There were 12 chariots in each race, 3 from each team. The children wanted the blue team to win, but Marcus's father and Salvius wanted the red team to win. In the end, the yellow team won the first race.
"Perhaps the blues will win the next race," said Marcus.
"Or perhaps the reds will win," laughed Salvius.
Lucy sighed happily.
This is just like the chariot races we saw at the cinema, she said to Camilla.
Camilla looked puzzled.
What's a cinema?
She asked. Lucy laughed. Soon it was the last race of the day. In this race, each chariot was pulled by four horses. This was going to be a very fast race. The crowd roared with excitement as the chariots raced faster and faster around the track. The red and blue teams were in the lead together. But on the very last lap, the blue team moved into the front and won the race.
Hooray! Hooray! Shouted the children.
Marcus's father and Salvius sighed. You won in the end, said Salvius to the children. Slowly, the noise from the crowd died down. People started to go home. The Circus Maximus gradually emptied. Marcus's father, Salvius, and the children made their way to the exit. They were tired but very excited. Suddenly, they heard a strange noise.
What's that? Asked Camilla.
Oh, no, said Robert.
He looked worried.
It's the time travel phones. Something's the matter with them, but what can it be?